Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
Today we're talking about anger and arguments. So, Cindy, we've got an interesting topic of discussion today.
Yes, anger and arguments. You know, Marta, I wish my Sicilian grandmother was still alive to help us out today.
Why is that?
Grandma was the queen of arguing. She could argue with a mailbox. She would have been a fountain of information today.
Then I'm sorry she's not with us today. You know, expressing an opinion or communicating anger with someone can be very difficult in a second language.
You're so right. When you communicate in your own language, you already have an arsenal of words at your disposal. But when you're angry, and you have to speak in a second language, and your emotions are running high,
and adrenaline levels are up, you may feel flustered.
Right. If you're flustered, that means to be confused, nervous, not thinking clearly. You can't make your opinions clear to the person you are speaking with.
That's right. So today we're going to try and help everyone out with expressing themselves in anger.
Even without the help of my Sicilian grandmother. You know, Marta, it's just as well Grandma isn't here. You'd have a hell of a time in the editing booth. You'd have to keep bleeping out all the bad words. We'd have no material left to work with.
Yeah. Now, Cindy and I are not suggesting that you go out and blow up at the first person that you see today.
That's right. It's always good to take a deep breath first and consider what you are about to become embroiled in. Sometimes an argument is not worth the ripple effect it may cause afterwards.
Yes, this is true, but sometimes it is.
Right on, girl.
So we've decided to organize the art of arguing into separate themes. Cindy and I will take two different approaches to arguing.
Marta is going to play the quiet, calm, and rational side. This is the approach you may use, for example, in a workplace setting when you need to be civil and polite with each other.
And Cindy will take the opposite approach and channel her grandmother.
Without the bad words, I promise not to make any more work for you in the editing booth.
Thank you. I have enough work already. If you have trouble following along, just refer to the transcript. Okay, let's get started. Excuse me, may I have a word with you?
I want to talk to you now.
I have a couple of issues that I would like to discuss with you.
I have a bone to pick with you.
This means you want to complain or fight over something.
Please make eye contact and pay attention to me while I'm speaking.
Look me in the eye when I'm talking to you.
I've heard that you've been speaking unkindly of me behind my back.
I heard you've been talking shit about me.
For future reference, if you have anything to say about me, please say it to my face.
You got something to say? Why don't you grow a pair and say it to my face?
I'm sorry. I respect your opinion, but I don't agree with you.
What? Are you crazy? Are you absolutely insane?
Maybe I haven't explained myself clearly.
Do I need to spell it out for you?
I don't think you've given this enough consideration.
Seriously, are you that thick? Have you thought about this at all?
Thick can be used as a substitute for the word dumb.
Okay, we're going to have to agree to disagree if we can't find a solution.
I'm sick of this crap, and we're going to settle it right here, right now, once and for all.
Okay, end of fight. I think everyone has a pretty good collection of phrases to help them along now in an argument.
And we've left out the really bad words that usually get hurled about during a fight. There are plenty of movies, websites, and songs that can help you out with that.
And besides, curse words are usually the first words people learn when starting a new language.
Personally, I think it is good to know the bad words. I don't feel they should be used freely in everyday conversation, but if you can identify them, then you will know if someone is being rude to you.
Cindy, let's go over a few vocabulary words that can substitute the word angry in a sentence.
Okay, but first, let's go over the pronunciation of the word angry versus the word hungry. Angry is what you feel when you are very unhappy or infuriated at someone or something. Hungry is how you feel when your stomach is empty and you need to eat something. Angry, hungry. Angry, hungry.
Angry, hungry. Okay, some people confuse those two words. Now, let's go over a few words that mean angry.
Okay. Number one, infuriated. For example, he became infuriated when the other driver cut him off on the highway and almost caused him to have an accident. Number two, irate. I was irate when my boss fired me from my job and refused to give me a reason for doing so. Number three, enraged. This is an out-of-control level of anger. Number four, pissed off. Number five, fuming. Number six, boiling. Number seven, ill-tempered. That's when someone has a bad temper and angers easily. I had a cat like that once. He was very ill-tempered. Number eight, stormed off. If someone has stormed off or stormed out of a room, then they have left in an angry and dramatic way.
Well, that's our show for today. I hope we've helped some of you to express yourselves more clearly in English.
And remember to take a deep breath first before exploding at someone. Getting into an argument may not be the best approach to solving a disagreement. But if it is, we hope this show has helped.
Yeah, just like that song. There's no need to argue anymore. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Thank you for listening and come visit us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com.
And come check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Podomatic, and iTunes.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
My American Friend.